Mark Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
But it is Central African time, another time of the morning where we get in touch with our very own member of Parliament, Ahmad Mandur Sheikh Imam, on his segment of Parliamentary Tunes with MP Ahmad Mandur Sheikh Imam. Ahmad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, I've been just fine Sunday morning, but it's cloudy. It's a little bit of wind coming through. And are you looking out into the Indian Ocean? What color is the ocean? Is there motion without all that other mess coming through, Ahmad?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very muddy waters this morning, but despite that, quite a few beachgoers are enjoying the fruits of this beautiful water that we have. But I must tell you that you can't see the clearness. And, of course, the cleanliness of that water. But be that as it may, quite a bit of them are there. Yes, a little bit of a dull day, but I think, inshallah, it will improve during the course of the day. There's a whole lot going on. Of course, for starters, I think we must not forget that the latest report that has come on Pick and Pay, Woolworths and Checkers, where they are charging you over 300% more for fresh produce. Can you imagine? Something that we have raised again and again, that you need to shop wisely. You need to shop around. You perhaps sometimes might be better off in going and buying in your local supermarkets.
Yes.
But there it is, over 300% markup. And I'm talking about 300% more than the normal markup for fresh produce that you would pay anyway.
The Anglican
Church of South Africa, of course, have now declared apartheid state Israel. That's good news, actually. They made quite a scathing attack on the government of Israel. And that now includes the South African Council of Churches, amongst the many others that have declared Israel an apartheid state. Well, Shamila Batoy says that the rule of law in South Africa is in a life support. She says the slow pace of the Zondo Commission recommendation, but over and above that, she believes, which we've always said, the country is in a state of lawlessness. Nobody respects the rule of law. That's from our former leader, freedom fighter, struggle icon, Brother Aziz Bahad, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest place in Jannah, inshallah. The role that he has played for the liberation, one of those that was committed, dedicated, honest, served with integrity, one of the finest deputy ministers, they said, we've ever produced. More importantly, selfish as they all are, that they've kept him as a deputy minister, even though he was, had the necessary ability,
yes,
the capacity,
absolutely,
the integrity to be a full-time minister. But of course, they did not give him that position, which was well-deserved for him. But indeed, I think he did serve us well, and I think we must credit him for that. Well, another NFP member, they attempted to kill the counselor, but the counselor was not at home, so they killed the husband in Nongoma once again. Now, one of the things that has been highlighted is the quality of our infrastructure, particularly our bridges. If you look at the number of bridges that were either swept away or collapsed during the stormy weather, the flooding and things of that nature. So it brings back into question the quality of the infrastructure and whether they have ever been maintained or anything over a period of time. Now, the Rif community, as we all know, like the Western Sahara, who's claiming independence, we know the Rif community in Morocco have for a long, long time been wanting their independence, with all the atrocities that are committed against them by the Moroccan government. And if you remember the collusion that took place with Morocco, and I think it was France or Spain, denying them that right, so that man is gaining, actually, momentum. They want their independence, which I believe they rightfully deserve. Now, this is a very startling revelation. 9 out of blacks in France, 9 out of 10 in France, that is blacks, have faced some form of discrimination. That's how high it is, racism in France.
You're talking about France. I'm looking at a message on the screen here. And it's from Isup. Isup says, Assalamu alaikum. I really enjoy the program on Marcus Sahaba, and especially when you come on, Brother Shafa'at, during the weekend, you really bring it alive. Ahmad Mansur Sheikh Imam spoke about the price of vegetables and other fruits and so forth are being 300% times more than other places in these supermarkets. It's so true. I feel sorry for those consumers that are especially of the European or the Caucasian breed. They are being taken for the luck. They pay for things like lettuce. They pay 10 times more than at Indian shops. I live in the area in the Bluff in Durban, and I go to Mir Bank for shopping. And at the Mir Bank, you can get the same lettuce for 5 rand. You can get the same tomatoes for 9 rand. And you can get a whole pocket of potatoes for 60, 70 rand, and onions for 50 rand a pocket. Whereas these guys will charge you 200 and 150, 60 rand for all these things. Oranges you'll get at 30 rand. I'm not trying to advertise, but I'm telling them, if they're listening to Marcus Sahaba, you got your lux, go to Mir Bank. I mean, you know Mir Bank very well. How you respond to Isup?
Yes, indeed. Well, Mir Bank, particularly the shopping center, has always been famous, you know, for getting stuff at the bargain prices. And also remember that that area, they used to also produce fresh produce. They used to grow them, grow healthy, dhania, red herbs, all those stuff. It was very common because it was grown in that Meerwent area in any event. But the message I think the brother is trying to give, that foolishly we will go out there and go and support these big supermarkets. But it clearly indicates, you know, how they have increased their prices, knowing that we are vulnerable and we are going to come and buy. Now, let me something tell you another observation that I've made, and I may have mentioned this before, but this time I went one step further in discussing it with one of the supervisors at the supermarket, and this was at Pick and Pay, and I'm going to call a spade a spade. And, you know, you buy these bags of nachos, or you buy these bags of oranges, or this packs of apples and pears and things of that nature. And so consistent is the supermarket. Let me repeat. So consistent is this big supermarket that without fail, every pack that you buy, you must find one that's rotten or about to get rotten. And then I went on to the supervisor and I said to her, but tell me, why do you do this? Why don't you just charge them the rand a little more? You understand? But give them their value for their money. Because, I mean, people are buying this thing with good faith, you know. And strange enough, what she said to me, you are correct. You are absolutely correct. I, too, had the problem. She says to me, we notice in every bag there is. And she said she was going to take it up with management. Now, let me tell you, it can't be any coincidence that every bag that you look at, every bag must have one or two rotten or about to get rotten. So instead of rather disposing of that or whatever it is, what are they doing? They're actually putting it in those bags. So you think they're putting their special or whatever it is, but this is how they catch you. So, yes, I think we need to be very, very mindful of that, what is going on. Supermarkets are laughing all the way to the bank because they know we are vulnerable and they take it. And there's also the so-called perception that, the stuff is better quality. So they're taking the same stuff and they're putting their brother shepherd. Exactly. You can go onto the street and buy a nachi for 1 rand or 2 rand, and you go and pay exactly the same thing in these big supermarkets. It'll cost you 6 rand or 5 rand. That is what is going on. So people don't really, you know, look at that, and you just go out there and shop. But if you shop wisely, you just ask yourself how much more you can fill into those bags. So people need to be mindful of that, that these people are not doing you a favor. They're actually taking you for a ride. Yes, the argument will be they got middle managers, they got this, they got that, whatever it is. It's not that they're doing justice to that staff. If you look at what the retail staff earn and the hours that they go through and the sacrifices that they make in the supermarket, that in itself will tell you that they're not doing it for the benefit of their employees and things. But I can assure you one thing, that you get better value for money if you go to some of your local supermarkets. You know, they buy cheap, they will, you know, and they will sell cheap. The bigger ones will buy cheap and they will sell more expensive. This is the problem. That is why you would notice that they've bank balances or the profits will increase threefold, fourfold annually. This is what, it's exactly the same thing with the banks. You know, if you look at the way the banks, you don't find any of our big major banks running into any trouble. No, if you just look at the headline earnings and look at the profits that they're making, it's all about the system of enrichment. It's not about giving back to the people. So people, again, there's a message, loud and clear. When you're going to shop, make sure you're getting value for money. Don't go there and buy there because it's some ego image. Ah, I must buy Woolworths bananas rather than buying a banana, the same banana. It's just that, you know, yeah. So, yes, that's the situation.
Yeah, you're talking about bananas, people. Yeah, the monkey comes in the yard. He's looking for pawpaws and bananas. He doesn't care what banana that he is. It's a banana.
He's not interested in what quality and whether you bought it at Woolworths or whether you bought it on the street. He takes the banana. That's right.
Yeah. You know, we got a lot of verbal monkeys in our part of the world. Ahmed, looking at another message here. Osman says, Assalamu alaikum. Very important point brought up by brother Ahmed Mandur Sheikh Imam. I'm a cat lover, Ahmed. And go and see the price of cat foods in these supermarkets. Allah will punish them because there are pensioners that go there and are suffering to buy cat food for their pets. Please, Ahmed, address this. Actually, the government should give a pension for cat or animal food now. Ahmed, I think Osman's making a powerful point there.
Well, let me just say to you, brother, you are very lucky, you know, at least you're buying cat food for your cat. The cat that I found coming to my house does not want the cat food, only wants milk every day. So I have to provide milk for this cat every day. And strange enough, you know, you are correct, but when I looked at the prices of cat food, and remember, these cats have to eat. It also has the same taste bud that we have. They won't want to eat the same stuff all the time, you know. And there's no doubt about it. The price of food for pets is ridiculously high. Ridiculously high, to be honest with you. And but again, you know, you need to shop wisely. You need to see where you can get that bargain because you have come to a situation in life right now with the high cost of living where people are missing, skipping a meal. People are dying of it. Children are dying of malnutrition. So that clearly indicates you've got to shop wisely. Perhaps if masses can teach these major supermarkets a lesson for a period of time, maybe they might then choose to come right, you know, and be more considerate of the needs of the people. More importantly, look at the amount of stuff that actually also gets wasted. You understand? And they dump the stuff rather than giving it to somebody who's hungry out there. So, but very importantly, the message is, if you want more value for money, shop wisely. And when I say shop wisely, go out. There's nothing wrong in even helping somebody, buying it from somebody on the street that is selling that nachi, which is there. Because it's the same nachi. In fact, can I tell you, in a lot of instances, these farmers, these truck people that are selling them, wholesaling them, go to these people on a daily basis. Whether you talk about the fish, whether you talk about that, they go there with the fresh produce every morning to the different supermarkets to try and market them and sell them. And so they buy them and they put them out there. So they're not really, they're getting them at a bargain price, okay? And there's an opportunity for them to make maximum profit. And they know the vulnerable people are going to come who think that Woolworths has got the finest food or Pick and Pay, just the brand, the name that you're paying for. It's like going and buying a branded outfit, or, you know, that you say, Nike or whatever it is you're buying. In the meantime, you are forgetting that that stuff is made in China and things like that. No, we're forgetting that it's made there. But because we think it's an American brand or a UK brand, we are bragging and putting it on. But I can assure you, it's not made in the United States of America. No, might be made in your backyard. And I know of branded stuff that's made in our backyard. I know of it right here where we are.
Ahmed has got his eyes all over people. Ahmed, you know, Tuesday will be exactly an hour. So your parting words this morning?
Well, there's an ideal message we got, my brothers. That things are being difficult. They are saying the middle class is going through a very difficult time in the country at the moment. So you can imagine what the most vulnerable or poorest of poor. So go out there, take advice, take advantage of this fact. shop wisely so that you can get value for money. You can get more, you know, fill that bags with a lot more than you're getting currently. You know, it might help you to prevent yourself from skipping a meal and things like that. That's my advice to you. Go out there and save that every cent, because things in the medium-term budget policy statement going to come from the minister. We don't know what to expect. He's talking about cutting costs, cutting expenditure, and he's getting a backlash about cutting expenditure. If you cut expenditure, it will also affect economic growth, particularly in the infrastructure sector, even though that infrastructure is collapsing. The sector is not giving you value for money right now. But we don't know. They might just decide to increase the VAT. They might just decide, you know, so we need to be careful about that. Before we take any decisions in the next month, wait for the medium-term budget policy statement of the Minister of Finance. It's on the 1st of November.
JazakAllah khairan for your time. I'm with Mansoor Sheikh Imam, Member of Parliament. I will talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.